Tantor Audio presents Delta Force, a memoir by the founder of the U.S. military's most secretive special operations unit, by Colonel Charlie A. Beckwith, retired, and Donald Knox. Narrated by Alan Sklar. Prologue. I couldn't see any reason for hanging around the Pentagon. I wasn't accomplishing anything. It was April of 1980. After several months, I was nearly certain Delta would now deploy to Egypt. That's where we'd stage. General Jones, before leaving the stockade with General Vaught the day before, had asked me to a briefing of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, JCS, this day. It would be another meeting, I was sure, like all the others I'd attended in the past 5 months. I was wrong. The meetings on Wednesday, April 16, 1980, were to be different. I'd been in the JCS tank before, when I worked for Admiral McCain of the Pacific Command. On those occasions, the room was packed. This day, however, there wasn't anyone there except the chiefs of each service and some of us rice bowl people. Admiral Thomas Hayward, Chief of Naval Operations, was there. So was the Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Robert H. Barrow. So, too, was the Air Force Vice Chief of Staff, General Robert Mathis. Of course, the Army's Chief of Staff, General E. C. Meyer, was in attendance, as were Generals Vaught and Gast. I chose a seat behind Moses. He turned and slapped my knee. He was grinning. General Jones began the brief.